Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere, the National Corn Growers Association, and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We know some people are not happy to see Donald Trump move into the White House. However, many others are very excited. Just go to rural America. Farmers, ranchers, most of the red states cannot wait for President Trump to get rid of the flood of regulations that President Obama has weighed in on our shoulders. Waters of the U.S., WOTUS, is at the top of the list. The Obama EPA has tried to regulate everything. On my farm, we need to be able to tile a wet hole, straighten a creek, dig a ditch to improve drainage. We don't want to be required to get a permit to make improvements on our own farmland. And one of the next challenges for the new president and his leadership will be reform of the tax code. Our tax code is thousands of pages, too complicated. We want the estate tax repealed. Farmers and small businesses should be able to pass their business on to the next generation. It's not right for the federal government to come in and steal it. U.S. corporations also should not be able to hide their profits in other countries. Bring it home. Also, an industry like agriculture is very concerned about trade. Since we export almost 30% of our production, we know Mr. Trump wants better trade deals, and I support that. Other countries use tariffs and non-tariff barriers to protect their industries. We don't have many barriers to their imports. So as we move to give our companies a fair deal, we certainly don't need a trade war. Another question, what about Obamacare? The public doesn't like it. Republicans will keep some parts of it, to include parents keeping their children on their health plan until they reach 26 years, and we'll make sure the preconditions will not deny an individual health insurance. Repealing Obamacare will be easy, but replacing it without losing the 20 million new enrollees that the plan now helps will be hard. Let's not forget about immigration. Yes, we need a wall, or at least a much more secure border. And beyond that, we need immigration reform. Send the bad guys back to where they came from. And the good immigrants that have been here a long time, we need to make sure that they are legal. We need to be able to bring in farm help to pick the strawberries and milk the cows and butcher the pigs. I think we'll get this done in the next 2 years. After all, Trump is a deal maker. In spite of the low farm prices, farmers and ranchers are very excited and hopeful. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.